3. Marie Laveau. Legend and Truth. Step 2.
Today we're dropping a pin at the tomb of voodoo priestess Marie Laveau here in St. Louis Cemetery No. 1. Now, Marie Laveau is known as the Voodoo Queen of New Orleans. She's synonymous with the practicing of voodoo in this town, and there's been a lot of legends and tales built around her life, but I'm here to tell you most of those legends and tales are total BS. So what's the fact, and what's the legend? Well, number one, she's known as the Voodoo Queen, but in fact, there is no such thing as a Voodoo Queen. She was a Voodoo Priestess. In Haiti, she would be known as a Mambo, which is a high-ranking clergy within the religion. Number two, Marie Laveau was actually two people. It was a mother and a daughter. The mother was a free woman of color, and she was a hairdresser, and she practiced voodoo in the mid-1800s. Her daughter inherited that title and practiced voodoo all the way up until the 1890s. Now, Marie Laveau was also a devout Catholic in that she attended Catholic Mass every day and then practiced voodoo in private. And lastly, voodoo is not about sticking pins in dolls and wishing ill will on people. It's a blending of African spiritual beliefs and Catholicism, and really is a religion that asks for positive outcomes and blessings.